Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, here's a story from the Kansas City Star. Kansas City quietly agreed to pay former city manager Brian Platt at least $500,000 as part of two confidential agreements signed in the wake of his tumultuous exit as the city's top executive. The two documents obtained by the Star mark the first public disclosure of the full payouts, which were approved in September. The revelation comes as city officials have repeatedly refused to answer questions about the agreements, how they were approved, and their cost. Let me pause for just a moment, repeat something I said right before the break. This is city taxpayer money.
I don't understand the secrecy here.
It belongs to those of you who either live or work in Kansas City, because those of you who don't live but work, like my oldest daughter, she doesn't live in Kansas City, Missouri, but she works there. She pays a 1% earnings tax on every dollar she makes. This is your money, not the city's. And when the city officials say, we're not going to answer the questions, why not? What are you hiding?
I agree.
Let me continue for just a moment. And there's a quote in here from the mayor that I find borderline reprehensible. The payouts, both approved in late September, came roughly, one is $192,000, the other is $308,000 for a total of $500,000. The $308,000 is his one-year salary amount. And then they threw in another $192,000. The payouts, both approved in September, came roughly 6 months after the Kansas City Council fired Brian Platt amid a whistleblower lawsuit and a roughly $900,000 jury verdict that revealed that Platt suggested it was acceptable to lie to the news media.
And then retaliated against the communications director who said, no,
correct,
I won't.
Chris Hernandez. City officials first began acknowledging the existence of a single settlement, a single one, although there were two, with Platt last week, but Mayor Quentin Lucas and a spokesperson for the city refused to answer questions seeking more information, including whether Platt was also paid a severance, the dollar amounts of the agreements, and the details surrounding Platt's firing. In response to a series of inquiries from the Kansas City Star this week, Mayor Lucas said, and I quote, we got nothing for you.
There needs to be transparency after a settlement over the complete lack of transparency. Not even the lack of transparency. Platt is alleged to have told someone with the city to lie.
Chris Hernandez.
To lie.
To lie to the news media.
And now there's not going to be transparency with the settlement over telling someone to lie?
Let me read on. As news began circulating about the agreement at City Hall, new city manager Mario Vasquez emailed the details of the settlement to Mayor Lucas and to members of the city council. A copy of that email, obtained by the Kansas City Star, warned council members that any comments that they made to media organizations about the settlement would be grounds for them to be sued by the city.
It's public information.
I'm a city council member. I'll give the news media anything I damn well want.
Also, you just admitted to settling to the tune of $500,000 right? out of fear of lawsuit, and you're going to start hurling around lawsuits?
It is beyond the pale to me, and I'm not trying to make this bigger than it is, but we're talking about $500,000, which I think would go a long way in the city of Kansas City, Missouri. By the way, that's a $500,000 settlement to a man that you not only fired, but only worked for 4 years as city manager.
Well, let's make it even worse.
Yeah, make it even worse. Look at all the settlements, Scott. The Kansas City Star has been tracking the money paid out in jury.
Let's pile on.
Verdicts. It's...
Let's pile on. $1.9 million just for one guy. And keep in mind, the accusations and the lawsuit from Chris Hernandez was already in the works when, for whatever reason, the city looked at this guy and said, you know what? You're right. You do deserve a 20% raise.
You're talking about Brian Platt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They gave him a 20% raise in the middle of this whole situation. And I'm not trying to badmouth the mayor, but he was like, well, I wasn't completely abreast to the details of the situation at the time.
Well, that's your job.
Why not?
And I like Mayor Lucas. I don't know him incredibly well, but I know him. And I respect what he's done.
I'm surprised he hasn't gotten out in front of it early on and said, this was unacceptable. We cannot have people on our staff saying it's okay to lie to the media, which is an extension of the public. The media is there to tell you what's going on at the city.
And for the mayor to say, I got nothing for you, when he knew exactly what he had for the news media. And again, not to beat this horse, but this is not Mayor Lucas's money. This is not the city council's money, and it sure as hell isn't the new city manager's money. This money belongs to you.
Okay, now I feel like your blood pressure's just a little bit up there.
Man, this kind of stuff really gets my goat.
So we're going to bring it back down with some happy little trees. Bob Ross paintings have been sold for more than $600,000 to help public television stations across these United States.
Can they help the city get our money back?
They cannot, Sam.
Okay.
If the city had sold them, but if they would have $100,000 left
go
over.
Home and you put on some Bob Ross. They have studied.
Let's have another one. Maybe he lives right there.
Yeah.
Just make a decision and drop him in.
There's no mistake,
wherever
Scott.
You want
just happy accidents.
Let's pause for just a second, Sam.
They have studied this. It is a blood pressure reducing ritual to listen to Bob Ross. It is his voice, but that's it. It's the sound of the repetitive
brushes. One of the
questions
I get asked quite frequently, what if I do a tree and decide I don't like him? Or maybe I'll make him taller. Watch here. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Well, I hate to mess up his tree, but I want to show you this. It's a good tree. Maybe
why do I feel like somebody's coming on me in a bar?
Okay, I will tell
you. When he talks.
There is a mashup of times that Bob Ross said certain things that sounded like he was not talking about trees.
Well, Dana, a minute ago, I heard him say, just give it a little tug.
Just tap it.
Give it a pull.
Just tap it. But his paintings, a bunch of them just sold, and $600,000 of that is going to go to public television, where Bob Ross has delighted bajillions of people over the years. God rest his soul.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
And come right back over the top of him. See here? And you just paint a bigger tree right over the top. We don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents. And you have a brand new, beautiful tree. That easy.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.